Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio. And with me is a guy, a perennial classic qualifier, Tommy Biffle. And Tommy, the number two has a big significance to you, but you don't like talking about it.
No, Terry, I don't. I've had 5 seconds in the classics, FLW and Bass. So, you know, I know what it feels like to be number two.
Well, 10 years ago to this classic, you got second place. And Brian Kershaw, who was a Federation angler, won that thing. You walked in, you thought you had this thing won. He won by a little bit of weight. But that's one probably you remember more than others.
Yeah, you know, that one was one that we shot interviews, what it's like to win the classic out at the lake, and everybody thought I'd won it. And then when we get in there and put the fish on the scales, he ends up winning it by a couple of ounces. But that one was really a killer. Clunes beat me before. Davey Hyatt, Dion Hibden have beat me in the FLWs. Fritz has beat me in the FLWs. But that one of Kershaw probably hurts the worst, because we did everything you do and brought me in last and everything to make you think you're going to win the classic. So it was 10 years ago, and I believe I'm over it, and I believe I'm on it, and I'm going to win this one.
Well, you know, you think about it. You know, a lot of times that people will tell you, they'll say, well, second place in the classic is nothing. But I think what you found out is in reality, because you've been there so many times, people start recognizing Tommy Biffle's going to be up there, and you better be watching for him in contention all the time. You talk about fishing this one here at Lake Wylie. You got a game plan. You go out there, and you're really shooting for that number one position. All the anglers here are, and you have got something that really motivates you because you've had those second-place finishes.
Yeah, you know, you definitely don't want to end up second again. Everybody says, well, you're going to win one. You're going to win one. You've come in second 5 times, you know. Well, I'm ready for that win. I'm past ready. So it's a good classic. It's going to be things are coming into my favor. We've had a lot of rain. The water's getting dirty. So I really believe I'm on the fish to win. So that's my mindset. I'm going to win.
Well, you know, you think about it. Tommy Biffle, always known for the long runs, always known for the ability to get in places maybe a lot of guys won't try to even get into, you know. I've ridden with you a few times on those runs, and what ends up happening is that makes it where these fish are not pressured as much. And this lake in particular, highly pressured lake, lots of docks, over 1,400 docks, kind of plays into that flipping and pitching bite.
It does, Terry. And, you know, the water's getting dirty. It's rained a lot. And if they just don't pull the plug on it and drop the bottom out of it, I think you're going to see the flippers, me or Denny or Hackney or somebody, really shine at this one.
You know, I think sometimes you get kind of pigeonholed. You know, Tommy, I've known you a long time, and you're such a good flipper and such a good pitcher that everybody, well, that's all he does. You know, that's not it. But what I found out over the years of fishing with you and the other things, very versatile. I like to go out and fish those ledges. You can fish those ledges. We'll throw a Carolina rig if need be. You can catch them on a topwater bait. But because you're so good at that flipping bite, a lot of people think that's all you do.
Yeah, you know, you got to fish your strengths. When you come into a tournament like this, you want to fish your strengths. You don't want to be out there crankbaiting, doing something that, you know, you're not the best at. And I'm the best at flipping and pitching in shallow water. So that's what I'm going to naturally try to do. And, you know, I brought my deep crankbaits. I brought the DTs and the DT22s. You know, I brought all that stuff with me, and hopefully it stays in the box. And, you know, the flipping and pitching, fishing shallow water will pan out.
Well, 12,000-acre lake, and I remember the last classic you and I rode together was at High Rock, and much similar lake, same size, pretty close, muddy at times. You had fish both shallow, and you also had a deep water place that was able to really pay the good quick dividends for you. You were able to get 5 fish in a boat a couple of days.
Yeah, you know, High Rock, I'd fished it shallow a couple of times when we had the classic there, strictly shallow, and the one time that I had some deep fish, I looked for deep fish during practice and found a good place or two, and caught those fish out deep, and I learned a good lesson. That was the one classic that Denny Breyer won at flipping shallow. So, you know, there you should have might have been fishing your strengths, and I may have been on that bank. So, you know, you've got to know what you do and what you do the best. So, you know, I'm not going to be out there fishing deep unless I absolutely have to.
Well, you know, you talk about the pressure. You're going to have a lot of boat traffic. You know, this is known, Lake Wylie, known for big boats, a lot of wave action. But these fish are pretty acclimated to it. You know, is that going to play into the game plan at all?
You know, I think they ought to be used to it. And the water where I'm planning on fishing, it can't get any muddier. I mean, I run up there yesterday morning and liked to die because it was tomato soup red. But after a little while, I began to like it. So, you know, I don't think the boat traffic, unless it's a wave action, will hurt it.
Well, you know, you look at these classics, of course, you know, as the years progress, more people following you and more people watching you and more people doing that, you know, and with a weigh-in at 2 o'clock, does it hinder you at all thinking that maybe somebody will come in behind you?
Yeah, you know, and my style of fishing, it doesn't hurt it near as bad as if I was sitting on one hole fishing deep where somebody can come in there, you leave at 2 o'clock, they have from 2 o'clock till 9 o'clock at night to sit there and catch them. And there's some of that goes on. You know, the crowds and the people can predict who's going to win the Classic. But I'm running, gunning, hitting the spot here, spot there, spot there. And they don't know where my next spot is. So, you know, that's kind of pattern and game plan I'm running.
Well, you know, you do best with that. You know, all the runs that I've ever seen you make when you've won tournaments and you've won a lot of them, when you start doing that, when you've got that area and you've got them dialed in a way you want to catch them, you catch them.
Yeah, and right now, if the conditions don't change, I got them dialed in.
You got to feel real good about that. You know, there's not a lot of guys that say that. I've known you a long time from the standpoint, and I know you're very competitive. I know that you're also very confident, and when you're on a bite, people better watch out for Tommy Biffle.
Yeah, Terry, it's I usually don't say anything, and it's better to not open your mouth and predict you're going to catch them, but I think I've got them wired.
Well, you know, things progress, you know, you're one of the old guys now. You know, you're one of the guys that have been here for a long time, have felt the pressures and stuff. Is the pressure less now? I mean, do you still get the butterflies when you start the event?
Oh, I doubt it. I doubt if I have any butterflies in the morning. I just want to hurry up and get it started. Get the ball rolling and get the first day weigh-in over with and see where you stand.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to be as confident as you are. I think you're going to come out and get them and get that number two monkey off your back. What do you think?
I think that's right. I think I'm going to win this one.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.